I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Proposed cuts to a coastal resiliency program are worrying some scientists. Connecticut Sea Grant supports a wide range of environmental and educational activities, but could be eliminated under President Donald Trump's budget. In 2016, Connecticut Sea Grant managed about $1.1 million in funding from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. That money went through UConn's Avery Point campus to a variety of projects, including coastal research, resource management, and education. Now, Trump has proposed cutting NOAA's budget by nearly one-fifth and eliminating the Sea Grant program entirely. Jennifer Matei is a professor of biology at Sacred Heart University. She's used Sea Grant money to study horseshoe crabs in Long Island Sound. Matei says Sea Grant money has been important for her research, but also for the links it builds between environmentalism and education.
For me personally, it would impact my undergraduate research program. So every year I have between 2 and 6 students working with me, and Sea Grant has helped a lot with that.
According to UConn, Connecticut Sea Grants are currently capped at $75,000 a year in federal money, which gets matched 50% by the state. Charles Yerish, a professor at UConn, says a Sea Grant he got about 30 years ago helped to kick off his basic research into seaweed, which paved the way for the development of offshore kelp farms. Today, those farms can be found throughout the Northeast, Alaska, and Washington State.
Sea Grant makes investments, and these investments eventually will have economic implications for the United States. Good science is the underpinning of applied science. And without a funding vehicle for basic science, I'm afraid that U.S. will lose its competitive edge.
Nationwide, Sea Grants have helped train Alaskan fishermen, support oyster farms in Alabama, and develop the U.S.'s first ocean wind farm off the coast of Rhode Island. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.